This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The Santa Fe Symphony is back this month with two separate programs. Next Thursday night, April 4th, the public is invited to a special pay-what-you-can performance of Fauré's Requiem at the Cathedral of St. Francis. And on April 21st, the symphony plays music of Mozart and Dvorak at the Lenzik Center. And Greg Heltman, the general director of the Santa Fe Symphony, is with us this morning for a preview. Greg, great to have you here.
Good morning. Good to be here.
This community concert next Thursday night, this is a very special event for the symphony, free of charge to the public. How and why did you arrange to do this?
For many years, during the holiday season in December, we present a festival of carols and choruses, and that is completely free. We do have donation box at the door, but we advertise it as a gift to the community, and we have the symphony brass, the symphony chorus, joined by the women's ensemble at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. And this, we typically turn people away. Last season, at the end of last season, we performed the first of a Pay What You Can concert. If you feel you can afford nothing, then it's free, but we hope people are so moved by the music that they would contribute to covering our overhead and expenses for being at the Cathedral Basilica. And for this season, we thought, what will happen if we do it in the middle of the spring semester rather than at the end of the spring semester? Last year was at Memorial Day. This, of course, is at the beginning of April after Easter. And it seemed like an appropriate time to do Fauré's Requiem.
And one of the great things you do with this concert is that you feature local performers.
Correct. Our soloists will be Kathleen Rich and Tim Wilson. And Tim has a terrific background. He was a singer at the Metropolitan Opera and then moved to Santa Fe. He's a tenor baritone. And Kathleen Rich has a beautiful soprano voice and has sung many times with the Desert Chorale.
Is it your intention to continue this tradition?
Yes. And we, in fact, solicit support for these concerts. And from time to time, we've had businesses step forward to make the concert possible, and that really is very, very helpful.
Now, on Sunday, April 21st, Symphony welcomes special guest duo.
Yes, Anderson and Rowe are two wonderful pianists. They first came to Santa Fe in 2011-12 season with the Concert Association as recitalists, again, duo pianists. They were so well received, we invited them to join the symphony. So this is a very unusual program to have two 9-foot grands on the stage of the Lenzik with two phenomenal virtuosi pianists playing a beloved duo concerto by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I can't hum a few lines, but if I could, people say, oh yeah, I know that piece of music. Also on the program will be the Dvorak Symphony No. 7. And beginning the afternoon, we're going back to the theater with the waltz and polonaise from Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. So we have sort of Slavic bookends to this Viennese middle with the Mozart.
That's terrific. While you're here, Greg, give us an update. How is the symphony doing in this season?
This season has been terrific. We are probably running 95-96% average attendance. Our season finale concert is our Carmina Burana coming up in May. And as we enter into our 30th season, we're very excited because we're going to be in the process of looking for a new principal conductor. Stephen Smith, our music director for the last 14 years, will be spending more of his time than he is presently with his position at the Richmond Symphony in Richmond, Virginia, and the Cleveland Chamber Orchestra. Although Stephen will return with us in our 30th year, we'll have a terrific number of guest conductors, including assistant conductors at the New York Philharmonic, the LA Phil. We're looking also at Tom Hall returning to do our Handel's Messiah, and he'll conduct our season finale of Beethoven's Ninth. It's going to be a thrilling 30th season.
So some changes are on the way for the Santa Fe Symphony.
Yes.
Greg Heltman is the general director of the Santa Fe Symphony. The orchestra and chorus perform Fauré's Requiem Thursday night, April 4th at 7 at the Cathedral of St. Francis. No tickets are necessary. And on April 21st, the symphony plays Mozart and Dvorak at the Lenzik Center. For tickets and a complete schedule, go to santafesymphony.org or call 983-1414. Greg, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.